This is Hugh. Roadblock to Regal Rebirth. Efforts to bring Wallingford's former Regal Centre back into use have hit fresh delays, with the Town Council blaming a perfect storm of financial, safety and legal challenges. The long-running development project has been complicated by access issues involving neighbouring land owned by South Oxfordshire District Council, which the Town Council says has left the site effectively landlocked. With progress stalled 7 years after the centre closed, councillors now believe a mixed-use scheme including flats and community space may be the only viable route forward. And the story continues on page 7 of the Wallingford Herald. The community centre in Goldsmiths Lane functioned first as a cinema and later as a community centre operated by Wallingford Town Council until it closed in 2017. The council has been working on redeveloping the site for more than 7 years with the intention of bringing it back into community use, make it financially viable, and renovate the building to make it structurally safe. A new statement from the council, who up until now has repeatedly said it is too early to comment on the plans, has revealed details of why it's shut in the first place and what is holding up the redevelopment now. The Regal didn't just close its doors on a whim, a town council spokesman said. It faced a perfect storm of safety, compliance and financial challenges. The issue now is that the Regal Centre is effectively landlocked by Goldsmiths Lane car park, which is owned by South Oxfordshire District Council, which the town council has said has put in a blockade of the land. Wallingford Town Council's spokesperson said, "Our current attempts to convert our existing licence into a formal lease, which would allow Wallingford Town Council to remove the District Council from the land, have been extremely challenging. South Oxfordshire District Council is well aware of its strong negotiating position and has proposed highly unfavourable terms. Because local authorities must obtain fair market value, the District Council is effectively using their land as a ransom strip. Typical ransom payments demand 20 to 50% of the uplift in land value created by a development. Paying these fees would leave the Regal site with virtually zero residual value. Because of this lack of legal access and the massive ransom demands, the current effective value of the Regal site is effectively nil, especially compared to other development sites. As a result, the Town Council claims running the site solely for the community creates impossible challenges. The only way forward is in partnering with a developer to deliver a mixed-use building with flats and community space." Mayor of Wallingford, Nigel Hughes, said, "I think everybody in the town is quite dismayed by the speed that things are going at. It is encouraging that me and the Town Council are trying to move things forward, although it's been a slow and infuriating process, not helped by some of the partners on the site." A spokesperson for South Oxfordshire District Council said, "We have been engaging constructively with Wallingford Town Council regarding proposals for the Regal Centre. We continue to be open to considering access arrangements via Goldsmiths Lane car park." And there's a little photograph of the Regal Centre in Wallingford alongside the article.